Rent Creek Montgomery now through Friday, October 25th and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on October 25th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Ford Ranger, or Jeep Renegade Latitude. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Hi, is this Bishop?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, do you remember registering for the $1,000 Dillard-Reen's gift card?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Well, we just pulled your name, and you are our lucky winner, sir.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Dillard-Reen's and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Lots of folks will be grabbing for a jacket for probably the first time during this fall season with clear to partly cloudy skies tonight. Chilly overnight low temperature in the upper 40s. Coldest night of the season so far. In fact, I think we'll be in the upper 40s again tomorrow night, too. Boy, what a great day tomorrow with plenty of blue skies and sunshine and a high around 71 and mid-70s on Friday. I think the risk of scattered showers will be back with us over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Hello, I'm Morgan Freeman. I endorse gas station jerky. Just thinking about that greasy jug of meat sticks resting between the take-a-penny dish and Bic lighter display makes my mouth water. My favorite flavor is brown. My second favorite flavor is brown with little pieces of mold. And here's a fun game. After choosing your gas station jerky, cover the wrapper and try to guess the expiration date. Here's a hint. You can't go wrong with 1998. And don't forget, if you can't finish your jerky, stick it in your pocket to use as a shiv in your next bar fight. It's like a knife, only tasty. I'm Morgan Freeman, and I endorse gas station jerky.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Trustworthy, accurate, carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Ding, ticka, ding, ticka, ding, 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 ding. There he sits inside your local coffee shop, sporting a man bun and facial hair. Somehow he believes, although he has no job, that by his 30s he will be a millionaire. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A-L. Gotta love millennials. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A-L. Gotta love millennials. She posts lots of selfies on her Instagram with the quote that's inspirational. Hopes to change the world while wearing yoga pants on with her dreams and knowledge of essential oils. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A-L. Gotta love millennials. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A-L. Gotta love millennials. 27 years old, trying to make it old. Criticism isn't easy for their ears. They feel like they know most everything. See, they grew up with undeserved confidence, 'cause they got trophies just for participating. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A-L. Gotta love millennials.
Oh no. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A.
Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
And welcome to Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 of WACB. I'm your gracious Kingsley trucking host, Greg Goodell. Rosie is here.
Is Jay Quillen that?
I think she and Dana Delk are on the way. 308.
And here they are.
Jeff, please clap.
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
And the name in the name game this hour is James Hitson. James Hitson. As in James Hitson women.
Duh.
How long did it take? Like a minute and a half to get the first dumb joke on the air. James Hitson, you have until 4 p.m. to call 396-5477 to make sure you're in on the drawing for the $1,000 gift card to select stores at the Eastdale Mall. That's James Hitson, the number again, 396-5477. So if I sound totally unprepared, it's because I'm totally unprepared.
You flew in here on a wing and a prayer.
Well, I got distracted. And to be quite frank, the big distraction was the boss's office and the Three Stooges, meaning the French bulldogs that reside in there. One of whom sits in his chair when he's out of the office, sitting there. I'm not making this up. Little brown guy. You've probably seen a picture of him on my Facebook page. Cooper, who sits in his chair with his tongue halfway out, like, you got a problem? It's a great setup. So I go in and I give them, and sometimes they really get vicious when I show up. It's like all hell breaks loose. I don't know what they think they're going to miss. They each get two little treats, and that's it. But it gets very aggressive down there at times. And we were just chatting up this and that and kind of lost track of the time. And on top of everything else, I forgot to wish him a happy Boss's Day.
Yes, it is happy Boss's Day.
So
happy Boss's Day.
If I paid you a significant amount of money, could you run to the store and get a decent but crap gift that would...
Probably not. I could probably find a card.
Yeah, well, that's at this point, if I didn't walk in with it at 3, he's going to know it's a last-minute thing. And you always, the key to gift-giving is to make sure, hey. Live from Mississippi.
Here she
is. Dana Delk has arrived.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Jacqueline is doing important court things, but she will be here as soon as she can.
Okay. There was something, what was it yesterday I was talking about that I wanted to get their opinion on? It was a news story involving a divorce, and I think it was...
This morning?
I know I set it aside. I haven't even had a chance to rifle through my papers and sound like I'm prepared. This is terrible. I would like to mention, though, after the show, we head to Baumhauer's tonight on the Boulevard. And we are celebrating the arrival of JT and Leanne.
And we have cake.
We have cake.
Yes.
That means it's a special occasion.
It is a very special
occasion.
Blue
Water does love them some cake for a special occasion.
I'm telling you, let them eat cake.
A week from tonight, we go to Baumhauer's for Joey and Jack night.
Yes.
So they will be there a week from tonight, and that's also a cake occasion.
I don't know if any cake can top the Barney cake.
That was
a pretty good cake.
That was pretty special, wasn't it? Yeah. Speaking of Barney, oh, and I forgot to have it ready. There's a brand new Barney this week.
It's really okay.
It's on Aliens.
It's really okay.
I heard that. That was kind of scary. I mean, I'm thinking as a child.
Yeah, but you see, this Barney is for the...
Adults.
For the Barney kids that have grown up.
I wonder what is the child listenership of 93.1.
Well, I know that Leanne has a 20-year-old daughter that listened and liked it. And I'm always flattered when somebody in a younger demographic is a listener, because it tells me that they are tuned in.
We do have young kids that call in the morning sometimes and play the contests on their way to school.
Yeah, that's true. The conundrum brings in some of those calls. So, yeah, that works. But I still haven't found this thing I'm looking for. And I'm waiting for my electric bill to arrive in my email because I'm eager to see it.
That's a new concept.
Yeah, well,
mine has already come.
It usually comes out, the middle of the month, right? Usually the 15th, 16th, or 17th. And I'm eager for this one because the last one was so ridiculous. I called Clark's and said, something's not right here. Well, they came out and they found that the outside unit, which needs to breathe to function, was about 90% clogged with grass clippings from the drought, all these tiny little things. So they clean that out, clean the inside coil, and the system runs about half as often as it used to. And we did this early enough in the billing cycle where there should be a difference. That Clark's Club membership, by the way, is only $159, and that also guarantees you urgent care service should you have a plumbing issue. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, and plumbing, remember Clark's, 277-2125, or clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. It is 14 minutes after 3 o'clock. Dana Delk is here. Jacqueline Tomlinson on the way, and we'll get going here in just a moment.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Pretty much everyone agrees. We have the best diamonds, the best jewelry, and the best selection in town. But what is hogwash is people think we're expensive. That's total, complete nonsense. We sell the finest diamonds, the finest jewelry. That's all we're going to sell you. And we do it at the lowest price compared to everyone in town. We did this for years. We used to make jewelry for Zales, Army's Air Force Exchange Services, Costco, you name it. Come to Marguerite's, shop us. If you shop anybody else, we'll save you thousands.
I'm Keyshawn Whitehorse, professional bull rider and area athlete, and Boot Barn and area asked me to share my story. I believe being a bull rider representing the Navajo community is a big thing, and kind of putting my Navajo heritage in bull riding. You know, I wear a beaded medallion on my vest that helps for protection. There's always that piece of me when I ride, because that's who I am. That is the way of life I choose. Ariat at Boot Barn.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Cydex nasal spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Cydex nasal spray. Starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Cydex nasal spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Sinex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
When you're ready to retire your car, van, or pickup truck, as in tires, Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto is the only place you need to call. Can't get a better price because Don spent years building personal relationships with all the major manufacturers. So they acquire all the name brand tires at a wholesale price, then turn around and sell them to you without that middleman expense, and they only quote a price that includes professional installation. In other words, you can't go wrong. Partner up with Don Duncan for all your auto service needs with three locations to serve you: on Highway 14 in Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughn for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We have a lawyer in the house, Dana Delk, and I want you to give this a listen. This is Blurred Lines done. Redone to be called the consent song. Listen.
Everybody get up. Woo! Everybody
hey,
get
hey,
up.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
Woo! Make intent clear before getting laid. Here's a contract. Sign the last page.
It says you give consent.
Hey, hey, hey.
And sex is off
bodies we're standing, who are contracting to commence romancing.
Sign this consent form.
It says you want it.
It says I want it.
The contract's out.
I hired a lawyer
who will protect me. There is no contesting. You wanted sex with me.
Isn't it sad that somebody actually had to write that? I mean, you know, like, because it's a real thing these days. I mean, it's a real issue. I know that's, you know, obviously a parody, but it's of a very serious issue these days. Where do you know what is consent? Who can give consent? Because these days, you know, one girl says one thing and, you know, the rest of your life is ruined.
Yeah. And when it's several years after the fact, I mean, I understand in employment situations, there's reluctance. They don't want to lose the job. It's a real dilemma. But there are protections out there.
Who was it? Was it the comedian? Which comedian was it? Was it Aziz Ansari that was accused? I don't know. I think it was a Middle Eastern comedian, but whatever it was, it was like, he said, I thought we had a good time. She had a good time. And, you know, she brought this claim like months later that he had pressured her. And he was like, I have no idea what she's talking about. But, I mean, you know, he was embarrassed because he thought she was having a good time. He thought she had a good time. And then, you know, nobody said anything. But, I mean, you have these women who are bringing out,
you don't think
it was so much later, and they are such private details.
Yeah.
But it's where you draw the line between that, which is an awkward encounter, versus like Brock Turner, who's raping a girl behind a dumpster who can't speak and doesn't know her own name.
Mm.
You know? But that, and lawyers will file anything.
Well,
sorry for saying that as a group, but
the guy that wrote that song, the original song, has suddenly become woke. And even though it sold like 80 million copies and we heard it on the radio every 15 minutes.
Are we talking about Robin Thicke?
The three of them, yeah. There's three authors on that song. Let me look up the story real quick here. And again, I'm just not a fan of all this second guessing.
Well, but actually, you know, Marvin Gaye sued them and won.
Yeah.
Because they used like a hook in the song or something from a Marvin Gaye song.
Yeah, there was that. And I can pull that up. Come on, give me a result here, would you? All right, here we go. All right, here's the story. Farrell says he would not write Blurred Lines today because of its, quote, toxic masculinity, which means he's a sucker for the leftist bullcrap, toxic masculinity.
But that's what I disagree with, that if it's a negative topic or if it's something that we don't like, that we just can't address it and we can't write about it and we can't talk about it. Because I think that just, I think it ignores the issues. If Greg Budell couldn't talk about things that made people uncomfortable, you wouldn't have a show.
It's true. Yeah, although the discomfort is coming in different lines. Like I'm finding, and we're finding through our focus groups, and we have another one coming up Tuesday at the pizza place, with the surveys we're doing with listeners, giving them a chance to input and what they expect from this show. It's not hardcore politics. It's nice to have a guy like David Blackman that we can converse with, you know, and get some real information. And I got mentioned in his blog today.
Did you?
Yeah.
Shout out.
And that gets a lot of national exposure, so that was real cool. And that's on my Facebook page today, by the way. They, you know, and this show started out as a show about nothing. That's why we do the roll call. That's why we're bringing back the roll call every day. Because people told us they love it. They would like to hear it on a regular basis. So, because sometimes the one thing you don't want to do, I've always heard, and it's the one of those old sayings that I devoutly believe in, when you're green, you'll grow, and when you're ripe, you'll rot. And the way you stay green in any business is to be open-minded to your customer base, to employees that have ideas, if you get too...
Well, and I feel like especially in the entertainment industry, and that's what radio, I mean, it, at the core of it, you know, you're here to entertain and, you know, you're here to inform. But I feel like there's such a pressure in the entertainment business to stay relevant and to change and to, I mean, that's... Me, I don't really have to do that.
Well,
you know, but there is a pressure, you know, in the entertainment industry and media to stay woke.
Well, this whole concept of toxic masculinity, who's complaining? I mean, going back through my, it started in the 70s, the chauvinist pig stuff.
See, I think that's so stupid to just blanket say, you know, this generation is suffering from toxic masculinity. No, like if you're a jerk, you're a jerk.
Yeah, that,
you know, I mean,
and that comes on both sides too.
Yeah, I mean, like that's the thing is, if you're a jerk, like that's just you being a jerk. That's not maybe not you suffering from toxic masculinity. Like that's you.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing. I mean, same thing goes for women.
That's like, a great way to basically boil it down to the term it's always been, being a jerk. But I really believe that women, boy, I'm getting
yes,
real,
Greg.
I'm getting
go real, ahead.
Women are God's gift to men. That's what I wanted to
that's
say.
That's exactly it. Perfect.
Can I go home now? Hide under my bed. To go back to this, Farrell says, I realize we live in a chauvinist culture. Hadn't realized that before. Didn't realize that some of my songs catered to that. I've never heard anybody, any guy say, well, that song's just not chauvinistic enough for me.
Well, to be fair, the guy that sang it was like, do we remember? So he performed with Miley Cyrus at the VMAs, like Miley Cyrus in the Big Mouse costume.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
Like grinding on him.
Yeah.
And like he looked like Beetlejuice.
In an interview with GQ, he says that woke masculinity isn't new, but the conversation is. Quote, when there started to be an issue with it lyrically, I was like, what are you talking about? There are women who really like the song and connect to the energy that just gets you up. And I think that's why that song is popular, not because of the lyrics. It's a song that it's very catchy. It's one of those
it
tunes.
Is a catchy song. Marvin Gaye's Estate thought so as well.
You can, yeah. Yeah, I'm not too sure about that. We could, I wonder if I have that. I used to have a gay attorney bit that was pretty funny.
But, I mean, I feel like people in Hollywood now have to pander to that crowd. I mean, to be able to, like, walk into galas and stuff in Hollywood these days, like, I feel like you just have to pander to that crowd, whether you actually believe it or not.
I agree. Let me see if I can bring up this blurred lines Marvin Gaye comparison here because it's not in the system. I only have room for so much crap.
I think if you're really honest, it's a whole lot easier to do what the norm is than it is to be creative and think outside the box. There's so many more creative ways to express yourself.
Well,
than
here's the thing. They're setting up all these rules. The rules used to be the market decided what it would accept and what it wouldn't accept, and there could be any reason for that. It just wasn't a good song, or maybe the lyrics did offend some people. You think back to the Beatles when they did the Ballad of John and Yoko, and they used the line, quote, Christ, it ain't easy. Well, that kept it off a lot of radio stations, and there was a lot of complaint about it. That and the time that John Lennon said that we're bigger than Jesus, and it wasn't until later that everybody calmed down and took a look at the context. He was making the point that we shouldn't be, but we are. That they were just, there was just the Beatlemania. He wished that people approached the relationship with God at that same level. He wasn't praising it. He was condemning it. It shouldn't be that way. This is the, by the way, Stevie Wonder, who I think knows a little bit about songwriting, says that Robin Thicke did not steal Blurred Lines from Marvin Gaye and that Marvin Gaye's family shouldn't sue over it. That's it. Blame the attorneys. Here's an audio comparison.
Everybody pay up.
Hey, listen here. This is Marvin Gaye. Yes, it is me from beyond the grave.
think I'm deaf. Robin, you robbed me blind. You know damn well this song is mine.
Okay, it does sound close, but we did not impersonate you. You're friggin' Marvin Gaye. You know we both respect you, but bro, we ain't gon' pay you. Screw all these court papers. This song, you're not the maker. So hell no, we're not paying $7 million. You know you stole it. We did.
That was not what I thought it was going to be. I know I had a side-by-side comparison.
Greg, when you put too much Barney on your computer, it knocks out other important things.
Yeah, I just didn't think the story would come back.
So, speaking of Stevie Wonder, did you see where Elton John let Stevie Wonder drive a snowmobile?
No.
So, I was watching the Today Show today, and Elton John, you know, he's doing press for his new book. And one of the stories in his new book was when Stevie Wonder wanted, they were like in the Netherlands, I think. And Stevie Wonder wanted to, well, he said ride, but he actually drove a snowmobile. And Elton John was like, oh, he wanted to do it. So we just put him on there. And so Stevie Wonder drove a snowmobile unassisted.
Well,
Elton John was like, well, that's one competition gone.
I'm trying to find the Marvin Gaye song that this is, and what I remember being kind of a ridiculous. I did not hear plagiarism, and that's a real issue for me when people steal an idea.
Well, but you know, there are only so many. I mean, there are infinite ways, but there are also only so many ways to put notes together and to put chords together. And
I agree. It's one thing to be inspired by a certain rhythm. It's like, I don't know if I've told you this before. I don't like to talk about it, but I used to work for Styx.
Styx!
Yeah. Yeah, I talk about it. /every show.
And Dennis DeYoung was the guy that wrote their biggest hits and was their lead singer. And we were having breakfast at Denny's. That's the rock star way in Miami. On a road tour. And so what do you think I should do? And I said, well, let's take a look at your first big hit, Lady, and why that song was a hit as opposed to others that you guys believed in but did not do well. So women are the driving force in music sales, so keep that in mind. And he sort of used the formula from Lady to create Babe, which is a song that started off as a soft ballad but built into an intensity very similar. So in a way, he used his own music to inspire his next big hit. On the other hand, the band, when they did Crystal Ball, had a song called Light Up, which was about smoking pot. And I said, A, I think you're going to run into some resistance on this from radio stations. They're not going to play it because they don't want to deal with the grief of promoting pot. Now, we're talking a long time ago. It's a different thing now. Well, they released it, and it was a complete bomb. And it actually set the band back because a lot of radio people looked at it as a novelty or, you know, an attempt to be controversial with their music that flopped. So sometimes that's why you have in the music business producers who know what a hit is and know how to direct and produce it, and the band normally is kept out of that process unless they're really well established and, you know, they can make those decisions. But Babe was the second big hit for Styx, and it's very similar in nature to Lady. We could do a comparison on that.
Will you sing it?
No. I can't sing. If I could sing, somebody would have been playing my hits for the last 40 years and not me playing theirs.
So I've seen a clip where Ed Sheeran is like, I think it's on the Graham Norton show, maybe. But it's where Ed Sheeran is like, no, really, any pop song right now, you can play in three chords. Because it just works, and like that's like the most popular formula right now. And you know, I have a hard time thinking that that's a real cause of action, you know, like that's a reason to sue somebody and win.
I agree with your assessment that there are only so many ways you can match, and there's going to be, hey, that reminds me of this. The one example that jumps out is My Sweet Lord and He's So Fine, you know, mm-hmm. a silly little early 60s ballad by the Chiffons. I really don't believe George Harrison said, hey, I'm going to take that melody and I'm going to reincorporate it into a different sounding song, even though the chords are very similar. And he got sued for plagiarism and lost. It was a rather expensive suit, if I remember correctly. It's 3:33. I hope you're finding this interesting.
No.
Well, wait a minute. Let me hear a little bit of this before we go to break.
I love you back.
If you can't hear what I'm trying to say, if you can't read from the same page, maybe I'm going deaf, maybe I'm going blind, maybe I'm out of mind.
All right, that's Bill Clinton being edited to sing the lyrics to Blurred Lines. That's a lot of work.
It is.
To take every single word and find every single word and then layer it over a song.
Funny that Monica Lewinsky was also on the Today Show.
And what's she doing these days?
She's doing anti-bullying, et cetera, et cetera. She said she's really trying to find a real career now.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't know. Like, what 19-year-old wouldn't brag about that?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're a random 19-year-old, and, like, you're doing that. What 19-year-old's not going to be like, hey, guess what?
Yeah. Seems like just yesterday she was running around the White House on her hands and knees. It is 3:34. Georgia Floors Direct just absorbed the inventory of a flooring business that went out of business. And right now, they have unbelievable. Go over and ask Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of floriers to show you this inventory, because everything at Georgia Floors Direct is a wholesale price. They get everything straight from the manufacturers. But this particular inventory was acquired at pennies on the dollar. So there's unbelievable deals waiting for you there if you want to redo a room or a whole house. Take a look at what Jeff and the gang at Georgia Floors Direct have acquired and find out what it would cost to fix up a room or two or refloor your entire home. They do 12 months good as cash, by the way, for qualified customers. They will help you navigate that enormous warehouse where for 50 years people have found the best flooring deals and the best installation. It's their team that puts the flooring in. When you buy at other places, if something goes wrong, you've got an 800 number to deal with, and that's it. With Georgia Floors Direct, they are there from beginning to end. Again, 1965 Eastern Boulevard across from Lowe's.
Traffic is brought to you by The Pizza Place. Enjoy the delicious buffet at The Pizza Place or take home the huge OMG pizza tonight. The Pizza Place is located at 3848 Harrison Road. The Pizza Place, home of the OMG pizza.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic as we ease into this Wednesday afternoon. More and more cars are hitting the highway. We still have moderate traffic really all around the city. I-65 and 85 is a speed limit drive through downtown Montgomery. Some of the more congested places, Norman Bridge Road outbound, Fairview Avenue. Also the Eastern Boulevard in front of Baptist Hospital down to about 331. There's some pockets of heavy congestion there. And of course, Taylor Road, the Heartburn Highway. Hey, hang in there, buckle up, drive carefully. No accidents to report at this time. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhart Toyota. Reinhart Toyota, now open on Sundays after church from noon until 6. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, not for sale to minors. Website restricted to adults 21 and over.
I'd been smoking for a while. I tried vaping when it first came out. It just didn't work for me. But recently, I tried MyBlu and it actually gave me the nicotine satisfaction I was looking for. MyBlu is easy to use and it lasts all day. I even like having the different flavors and nicotine options. It's nice having a choice. I think other smokers will be surprised by MyBlu. I certainly was.
And right now, try MyBlu for $1 at select retailers or MyBlu.com.
Right now, the Home Depot makes replacing your old carpet easy. With more styles and colors to choose from, there's no better time to buy. With free installation on any carpet purchase of $499 or more, all by licensed local pros. Backed for life, today is the day for doing and saving with free carpet installation only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For a limited time, $499 minimum purchase required, typically $699. For license information, visit homedepot.com/license numbers. Valid through November 6, 2019.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. A job fair in Selma happening tomorrow. Governor Kay Ivey is attending the Alabama Department of Labor's regional job fair. More than 25 employers representing 1,500 jobs are scheduled to attend. The job fair runs from 10 in the morning until 2 inside the gym at Selma University. Plus, an update now on the missing 3-year-old girl from Birmingham. Birmingham PD says the two persons of interest are behind bars on unrelated charges to the kidnapping investigation of Camille McKinney. The kidnapping investigation is ongoing. And finally, happening tonight, the Envision Montgomery 2040 Steering Committee is presenting its draft plan for the city at an open house from 6 to 8 p.m. at Montgomery City Hall. City officials say the plan is the result of 15 months of work and includes the input of more than 1,000 Montgomery residents. The public is encouraged to attend and vote on their top 10 action recommendations. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Lots of folks will be grabbing for a jacket for probably the first time in during this fall season with clear to partly cloudy skies tonight. Chilly, overnight low temperature in the upper 40s. Coldest night of the season so far. In fact, I think we'll be in the upper 40s again tomorrow night, too. Boy, what a great day tomorrow with plenty of blue skies and sunshine and a high around 71 and mid-70s on Friday. I think the risk of scattered showers will be back with us over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, I'm Bernie Sanders. Our campaign is about racism, sexism, homophobia, religious bigotry, and all forms of discrimination. I'm running for president because a great nation is judged by how it treats the billionaires and nuclear weapons it has. The United States must lead the world in militarism, authoritarianism, and global wealth inequality. So here is my question for you. Will you stand with me as a pathological liar, a fraud, a racist, a sexist, a xenophobe, and someone who is undermining American democracy in an authoritarian direction? Together, we can create a nation that leads the world in the sale and distribution of assault weapons. F*** you. I hope you'll join me.
That is such a good impersonation.
Actually, that's Bernie. We just edited him.
Piece together?
Yeah. To tell us what's really on his mind. Did anybody watch that sorry-ass clown car debate last night?
No, not really. I mean,
what are they talking about? Old Joe's up there. He can't finish a sentence to save his life. And he's talking about, we're going to bring back dignity.
Yeah.
What's he talking about?
I saw something the other day that was like, Bernie Sanders' plan would effectively put, like, between, you know, income tax and estate tax, would effectively put a 97% tax rate on billionaires. Now, you think those billionaires are going to stay here and give away 97%
they don't of what understand. They're
meant, like?
They don't understand that. Just the basic, fundamental grasp of economics. I don't work for a poor man.
Bernie was like, the number of billionaires is going to be decreased by, like, I guess half in like 10 years. But he thinks that the billionaires are going to stay here and give their money to the American worker.
No.
No, the billionaires are going to be living somewhere else where they aren't taxed at 97%.
In fact, one of the reasons that our economy is doing well is because Trump cut those corporate taxes. That money is now coming back here and being invested. But we have, and I don't think this is the wrong term, a treasonous media. And CNN got caught this week. Did you hear the Project Veritas tape? Oh, and by the way, I made it into David Blackman's blog. I'm so excited. I got a little national exposure today. Maybe I can find that audio on YouTube.
It's always good to get national exposure.
They catch Jeff Zucker, the chair of CNN, talking about how they, you know, here's what we're going to do. It's not what's the news. It's here's what we're going to make the news. It is news faking. And I mean, we've always been suspicious, and with good reason. This has been going on for well before Trump's presidency. But now there is some pushback on all of this nonsense. I heard Sam Donaldson, what a douchebag, what a bad guy, talking about, and he's trying to say something nice about Trump supporters. Yes, I realize about a third of them will follow him to the gates of hell, no matter what he does. He says they just don't get it. That was his exact phrase. They just don't get it. What are we not getting? What is this big mythical idea that we're too stupid to understand?
Who is that?
Sam Donaldson. He was a news anchor for ABC for many years and did a lot of special reporting and stuff, and he always looked
pissed
off.
See, that's when you know he's, like, real old, because I don't know who he is. That's when you know there's a hashtag generational difference.
Yeah, he may have been... Rosie knows who Sam Donaldson is.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was an accurate description, don't you?
Probably.
He always looked angry, and he had a kind of a bad toupee. So he was... But he's I heard him on a show yesterday where he's trying to show compassion to Trump voters or understanding. They,
you know,
just don't get it. Well, what
I
is
think
it?
That's
we don't
one
get?
Of the biggest mistakes that liberals make is, you know, when you say everyone who voted for Trump is an idiot or deplorable or, you know, just downright stupid, you devalue how many millions of people voted for. I mean, it's one thing to have policy differences and to debate what's, you know, what's better in that respect, but so many, and I will say I feel like it's more Democrats and Republicans, but so many Democrats are, you know, they just kind of dismiss anyone who voted for Trump as a racist, you know, stupid bigot.
Well, I think the best thing that Hillary Clinton could have done to energize the voting base was call us deplorables. Oh, really? And that motivated a lot of people to get out and vote. that attitude, that condescending attitude. And who the hell is she? What bastion of what sanctimonious BS that is, that she's judging anybody.
I wonder if she saw the Today Show today.
What would she have seen?
Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, Monica Lewinsky.
I just wonder, you know, like, I just wonder if there is she and Bill are sitting in a hotel room somewhere.
I'm just surprised that Monica has not committed arcicide yet.
Well, actually, she said that she thought about it, and that's what, sadly, that's what crossed my mind. I was like, oh, that would have been a real one. Like,
anybody that's ever been through that, one day you're a normal person or relatively normal person, the next day you've got network TV trucks parked out in front of your house because something happened that put you, that is an experience. I went through it in Florida over something I said on the air. It ended up being maybe the best thing that happened to my career down there in the end, but while it was going on, it was real scary. Plus, I was drinking at the time and, you know, had no coping skills.
Did they have any news? Did they have any news clips of you, like, stumbling drunk out of your house?
No. No, I was told.
So we'll call that a win.
I was forbidden to speak to the media while I was suspended. So.
But not expelled.
No. They couldn't do that. They just wanted the situation. But the thing is, and then later on, they had the audacity to tell me it was a great idea and it was a funny show and one of the best I ever did. But while it was going on, they were thinking about their license. It was RKO, a company that had issues with the FCC that had nothing to do with on-air content. The ownership of RKO had made a bribed business deal with a rubber company in India, RKO and General Tire. And because of that criminal investigation, RKO was deemed unfit to own radio stations, and they eventually had to divest all the properties. And it's a shame, because it was the best radio company, big radio company ever. But, and what happened had nothing to do with stuff on the air, but they were real sensitive to anything that might bring attention, you know, of a negative light. And I was one of the first people to get kicked in the ass by political correctness. Look it up. You can
find
it.
And that would have been, and that's the thing, is that would have been, no offense, like so long ago, and you still had your taste of political correctness.
Oh, yeah. Let me just try something here. Quick search.
He's going to Google it.
Are you sure you want to Google? Are you...
Greg Battle. Oh, that's a guy. Well, I think since it's before the advent of the internet, there's not much on it. But it was the biggest story in town for a week. Because I had the audacity to make fun of this man.
Windows Hatton Joseph, a queen bee, and not Windows Hatton Joseph, a bumblebee. What?
Yeah.
I literally have no idea who that is.
Okay, we'll continue taking Dana Delk on a trip back through time.
No idea.
That was Jesse Jackson. Oh, excuse me, the Reverend Baby Daddy Jesse Jackson.
See, I know him in his older, wiser age, I guess.
Frankly, he's kind of become useless to the Democrats, so you don't hear much about him. Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka is dedicated to restoring choices to the lives of people who've caught the toughest break, working with everybody from our wounded heroes, serving, coming home, having sustained an injury, and facing a reconfigured life. Their job is to assess the situation, make sure they can return to their home and live there safely, to put as many options back on the table, no matter what the limitation is. For example, being able to drive again, they can equip cars with technologies that allow them to drive, including people who at one point, before these technologies, digital technologies were advanced, we're told you'll never be able to drive again. Now they can. And when people are in this dilemma, this horrible dilemma, the thing that kicks in is the human drive to be self-sustaining and to do as much for themselves as they can. And that's really the heart of what everything Gulf States Mobility does. 514-6590 is their number. You can always keep up with the latest advances they've created there in their workshop at 1647 Coosa River Parkway. At their Facebook page. Please look them up and like them. Gulf States Mobility, the pride of Wetumpka. Jim, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Who is the young lady you have there?
That's Dana Delp.
Oh, I'm Dana. Jacqueline's on her way.
Okay. Do you work there at the station? Or are you just?
Oh no.
Are you his new sidekick?
I wish I would be so honored, but no, I'm Dana Delk. We're from Delk and Tomlinson.
So oh, you're the lawyer lady.
Yeah, we're the lawyers.
Oh, okay. Yeah. My oldest son's a lawyer. He's, down in Daphne. He's also a municipal judge down there. So
oh.
I guess some lawyers turn out pretty good.
You know, it happens sometimes. Every blonde squirrel.
You sound like you're about 20 years old, so...
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, you'll appreciate it when you get my age, believe me. I'm even older than Greg, so...
That's hilarious. Do call again, yeah. Jim.
Hey, Greg.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask something real quick.
Yeah.
I tried to watch that clown show last night, and I swear you could have taped that thing and then edited it and put on their Saturday Night Live and ran it. Everybody would have thought that's what it was, because that's what it looked like.
Yeah.
It looked like a parody of a bunch of knuckleheads.
And the network media is doing everything they can to make it look meaningful, and they're failing because there's nothing there. There's no new ideas. It's the same old liberal garbage, and we don't want it. We don't want it.
I'm serious. If you looked at those 12 people, and you said, you know what? One of these people is going to be the president of the United States. My gosh, what a disaster.
Yep. You are absolutely correct. And on that note, I have to go because we got Fox News coming up in a moment. Our name this hour in the name game is James Hitson. James, you've got 6 minutes now to call 396-5477 and make sure you're in the drawing for a $1,000 gift card to select stores in the Eastdale Mall.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in the shortest period of time. Remember the 5 P's. Prepare your home to sell. Painting in the interior, exterior, cleaning the home thoroughly. Have a professional cleaner. Landscaping, painting the front door. Repair any items that you've put off. Present the home. Buyers like clean homes. Be able to show the home with a short notice. Allow buyers time to see the home with their realtor alone so they can ask questions. Promote your home through open houses, Facebook, LinkedIn, web pages, military sites, Realtor.com, and Zillow. Pay for part of the closing costs. This local market demands a certain part of closing costs to be paid by the seller. Provide a 1-year warranty for the buyer. This is great for the buyer and for you too. After the sale, if some system goes out, they won't be calling you about a repair. For the details of our marketing plan, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225.
Hey guys, honey season is upon us, and here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule is pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at WholesaleHunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at WholesaleHunter.com, WholesaleHunter.com, that's WholesaleHunter.com.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a 4-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Cryer. It's It's our third annual truckload sale. And have we got an irresistible offer for you? Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LeQuire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyleQuire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyleQuire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
Time for traffic.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Boy, it is getting busy out there, especially at the I-65-85 interchange. This time of the day, traffic always picks up there, and it's a little slow through, but we have no accidents anywhere on the Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, or the 31s heading outbound from Montgomery. Buckle up, no accidents at this time, and drive carefully. Enroll now for spring semester 2020 at Trenum State. Classes start January 8th. Change your life. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's huge store closing sale in Millbrook. Final markdowns have been taken on many mattresses, headboards, beds, chests, and other furniture. The selection is still huge, but shrinking daily. Floor samples from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and other great factories must be sold. We still have some fantastic buys on adjustable bases, and a few bedroom suits remain. We are also putting together some futons I've had stored for years, and they will be bargains. The Montgomery stores are not closing, but we are taking extra markdowns there also. Take advantage of this rare opportunity to save on this large selection of mattresses and beds in all sizes. No interest financing and delivery are available. Some items are limited to current inventory. When they're gone, they're gone. So hurry to Mr. Sandman Mattresses' huge store closing sale on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General in Millbrook, or the two Montgomery locations on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. All Millbrook sales are final. No holds or layaways. All items are subject to prior sale. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday.
If you're a fan of the finest vintages, mark your calendar for the 10th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival Saturday, October 19th at Riverfront Park. From 3 till 6 p.m., delight your palate with wine tastings plus vendors.